I think there's little between us and Harlow. I think we are the two best sides in the division, and I make no apology for that. But I obviously respect the other sides in the league. But you only got to look at the stats. You know, we've got 100 points and a plus 55 goal difference, and Harlow got 99 points, and the highest goal scorers are more than 100 goals they've scored. Mm. I think it speaks volumes.
104. Well, it's just under 200 goals between the two teams. So 0-0 this weekend.
That'd be okay. You know, then we get a chance to win the league. You know, so that's not what in my mind I'm looking at. I mean, if the game is boring and it's a 0-0, you know, I should probably be the happiest of the two managers. But. Yeah. You know, this is an occasion for Suffolk football, for Suffolk non-league football, and it's also an occasion for all the people at the football club who have supported me so much since I came back to the club and have been great, you know, just great people to work with. And I think if we could put a performance on tomorrow and win the league in front of them, that would really make their season as well. Harlow are a well-supported club. I mean, they had over 400 fans there when we were away in November there, and. You know, I suspect they'll bring up with 150, so we could see 600 people tomorrow at Bloomfield, which would be great, which will create a great atmosphere as well.
You mentioned a draw would be a good result because it'd still be in your hands going into the final weekend, but I imagine you won't set your team out for a draw.
No, I've never. I've said this many times, Graham. I've never quite got to grips with that thing about playing for a draw. You know, I mean, I know I'm only a non-league football manager, but I've never quite got my head around playing for a draw. I think one of the dangers of doing that is the mindset that puts your players in and playing a tight game and then you concede an early goal. You've got to change the mindset of the team, and that can be very, very difficult. And I think you have to respect the occasion, and the occasion deserves a game of football, really. And Harlow have got to win. They've got there's no two ways. They pretty much, I've got to think that a draw means we'll win at Chatham. I know it's not a guarantee, but, you know, we should do that. They want to come and win, and I want to go and win, really. And I think that my attitude, call it slightly bullish, is that, you know, we're the two best sides in the league, so let's just get it on and see who wins.
Would you say that a number of your players, and I've got to put a circle around his name, Sam Newson, given the goals he scored for you this season, deserve Ryman Premier Division football?
Well, I think I'm going to say that, and I think, you know, Danny Chapman would say that from Harlow. I mean, they were runners up last year, and obviously they're a very, very big club with their 3G pitch and their stadium and all sorts. And, you know, in terms of off the pitch, they're probably a little bit ahead of us. But then I think on the pitch, we put down a marker in terms of we were going to bring in, you know, a couple of three ex-pros, which we did with Ian Westlake, Kemmett and Chris Hogg, and then we were going to, you know, in the main build up with young lads, and that was always the philosophy. That was the belief of the football club. That's a belief that I have carried forward, and that's really, we've been true to that belief.